I shall inquire, Pierce said. You may expect a communication from me in a day or so. In the meantime, do not lose cheer. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Fowler said, and called for another drink. It may be expensive, Pierce warned. Damn the expense, man. I swear I'll pay anything. And then he seemed to reconsider this comment. How much do you suppose? 100 guineas, if one is to be assured of a true fresh. 100 guineas? He looked unhappy. Indeed, and only if I am fortunate enough to strike a favourable bargain. They are much in demand, you know. Well, then, it shall be, Mr. Fowler said, gulping another drink. Whatever it is, shall be. 2 days later, Mr. Fowler received by the newly instituted penny post a letter addressed to him and his offices at the Huddleston and Bradford Bank. Mr. Fowler was much reassured by the excellent quality of the stationery and the fine penmanship displayed by the unmistakably feminine hand. November the 11th, 1854. Sir, our mutual acquaintance, Mr. P., has requested that I inform you when next I knew of any lady fresh. I am pleased to recommend to you a very pretty, fair young girl, just come from the country, and I think you will like her very much. If it is convenient for you, you may meet her in 4 days' time at Lichfield Street, at the bottom of St. Martin's Lane, at 8 o'clock. She shall be there waiting for you, and suitable arrangements for private quarterings have been made nearby. I remain, sir, your most obedient, humble servant, M.B., South Moulton Street. There was no mention of the price of the girl, but Mr. Fowler hardly cared. His private parts were now swollen and extremely tender, so much so, in fact, that he could think of nothing else as he sat at his desk and tried to conduct the business of the day. He looked again at the letter and again felt reassured by the excellent impression it made. In every aspect, it smacked of the utmost reliability, and that was important. Fowler knew that many virgins were nothing of the sort, but rather young girls initiated a score of times over with their demure state, freshly renewed by the application of a small seamstress's stitch in a strategic place. He also knew that intercourse with a virgin was not uniformly accepted as a cure for venereal disease. Many men swore the experience produced a cure. Others rejected the idea. It was often argued that the failures resulted from the fact that the girl was not genuinely fresh. Thus Mr. Fowler looked at the stationery and the penmanship and found there the reassurance he hoped to find. He sent off a quick note of vague thanks to his friend Pierce for his assistance in this matter.